is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, and by South Coast Bank and Trust. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we have been and will continue to be each and every week, Wednesday night, 7:30, for the entire 2023 football season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by V Pizza. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. Yeah, there you go. Got the hypes.
Yeah.
And we're like at the big boy table tonight. That changed things around a little bit. We're not on the folding table. We're actually, it's like, you know, Thanksgiving, once I finally turned, 30?
Yeah.
It's finally the time I finally got away from the kids' table.
Got to move up.
Yeah. There you go. A little bit of a promotion on that.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll go ahead and get out of the way. Thursday night, not the best of nights for the Frederica faithful. A painful loss to the hated Bullock Academy Gators, 35-21. And it just, how much of that last collapse was due to Hamp's injury?
I think that was a big struggle for us. I thought we did a good job. I mean, we didn't do a very good job in the first quarter. We gave up 21 points right off the bat. We found ourselves down 14, and then we went into halftime. Gave the new Rockney speech, you know. And then we
came, as you are known to do.
Yeah, I don't even know what the speech was. But we went in. We made some adjustments on defense, and we made a few on offense. But what we did, we executed in the third quarter, you know, and then we tied it right back up, and then you got all the momentum, and then you have an injury like that. It's hard to overcome, you know. It's hard to overcome during the week if something like that happens, much less going into the fourth quarter when you're trying to shuffle everybody around, kids are worried to death about him, you know, and all that stuff. So I think it took a big hit on us. I think that, you know, he stays healthy right there, and we come through that, and we gets out of it with the injury. We don't have the injury. I feel like that fourth quarter we probably take over the game. But you know, to Bullock's credit, they played hard. They played hard. They played physical. They played fast on and on. They did a lot of things really well, you know, and we didn't play so well at times. But, you know, the third quarter showed that we could play, and we were doing a lot of things at times, you know, that we shouldn't have been doing for the first two quarters. And then the third quarter, we settled down and started playing. Kind of was right back in the game and had seized the momentum, and then that happened. So, you know, but you got to continue to play, and as I told the kids this week, everything that we want to do is still there in front of us. If we can win out, we can be the 3 seed and still get to host everything at home. So it's gonna be interesting to see. You know, I think the guys have done a pretty good job. Hayes has went in this week for Hamp, and I think he's done a pretty good job of understanding what he's got to do. And you know, I think overall, you know, we've got some things that we got to fix, but we're just going to have to play physical. And again, I've said this all week. Players got to make plays. We're gonna put them in situations to make some plays. They got to make them. I mean, you can coach all night long, but we can't do anything, you know, besides put them in spots to make plays.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaching Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And I have to admit, I probably jinxed y'all a little bit on the air Friday night. I spent the majority of the second half of the pregame show talking about how Bullock Academy was a paper tiger. Because, I mean, let's be honest, let's look at that. They have not played a single team with a winning record. They played 1-4A, 1-3A. The rest of their matchups were 2A. So they were playing down on the entire schedule, the exact opposite of what you have done with this team. And then they turn around and actually, lo and behold, they're actually good.
Yeah, I mean, they were a good team. You know, they have a good offense. It's hard to create that intensity in that offense and practice, you know, and simulate what they do. I thought we had done a pretty good job during the week. Then as the game went on, I was like, wow, we look like we haven't really practiced any of this stuff. And our responsibilities I don't know what was going on. I think some of our kids were trying to do a little too much. Some of it was our fits. Some of it was our reads, our steps, you know. But, you know, we got to get things corrected, and we got to, you know, go out and put it behind us. That one's over with, and we got Pinewood in front of us, and they come in with a totally different offensive scheme. They're throw it down the field, you know, RPO type team, run pass option team all the time, and they do a really good job of it. We've got two really good wide receivers, some running backs, and the quarterback's very athletic, and he can throw the football, and they're pretty good size up front. So we're going to have our hands full, and, you know, we got to win the line of scrimmage on offense and defense, and hopefully we can control the line of scrimmage and maybe move the football on offense, keep them off the field. That would be our best defense.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to turn the page and move on, but unfortunately the way we're structured here on the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show, we've got to still talk a little bit more about this past week before we move on to next week. Let's talk about some of the good stuff, all right? The River Jordan Triplet still managed to have 193 yards on the night.
I think that's right.
And moves up to number 5 on the all-time rushing list. Now, I know him. All right. I've talked with him. I can't tell you how many times. I know that he would have gladly taken 3 yards on the night if it had meant getting the win.
Yeah. You know, I think that's the selfish part of our guys sometimes. And, you know, the positive things, yeah, we were right back in it, you know, and then you have 2 turnovers, too. You know, I thought our guys, like I said, we gave them every opportunity to run us off the field in the first half, but yet we held within 14 points, and then we come right back out, and we seize the momentum and everything and tied the game. That's a tribute to our kids, you know, around here getting after it and playing hard. But, you know, positives, you find a few things, find a few guys that can help you and play for you, and they've got to come in and contribute this week, and they got to do some things for us to help us out. And so, you know, moving forward, we've got to be able to execute a little bit better up front, and we've got to be able to hold on the ball. And then defensively, we got to read our keys and know where to go, and we got to make plays. And that sometimes, you know, again, we still got a bunch of sophomores and freshmen still playing on defense and offense at times. And, you know, Coach K and I were looking at the other day, we're like, oh, my Lord, you know, we got 3 of our 4 secondary guys are freshmen and sophomores. So, and when you put Jalen in and Burns runs off the field, then you've got a full secondary freshmen and sophomores. Gavin's a sophomore, you know, but they're learning. And that's part of it. Get thrown in the fire. You got to learn, and you got to learn fast. And, you know, I think in the long run, we'll be better for it. But, you know, we didn't look very good Friday night or Thursday night against Bullock with our responsibilities. And then we cleaned it up and had a chance. And that's a testament to our kids giving themselves a chance. You know, I think the second turnover kind of killed us mentally. You know, we were trying to fight through the hand thing, and then we get the kickoff return. Colt gets a really good kickoff return. They call it a holding penalty, which, again, when I go back and watch film, I never see a holding penalty. And then,
amazing how that happens.
Well, you know, I'm not ripping the referees, but, I mean, there wasn't a hold. And we would have had the ball at the 50-yard line instead of the 22 coming out. So that was a big momentum shift right there. And then we did drive it like 18 yards, then we fumbled it. And that killed us mentally. You have to battle through that. That's part of the game, the ebb and flow of the game, and you got to go out and respond. And we didn't do that the last time.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak, and we are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And, of course, this is when we talk about the health of the team, the injury status of the team, but honestly, I think the big question is, after Hamp's injury, torn ACL and meniscus, from what I understand, has he had the surgery already, and how did it go?
He has not had the surgery yet. So that's up to him and Dr. Carter back there, I believe. They got to get all that stuff situated, and I think he has to wait a little bit. I think it's same, you know, got to take a couple weeks and then go in and get it fixed. But hate to lose him. You know, we got a few guys beat up, bruised up, and mentally. We you know, I think we had to get over it and got to move forward. That's the biggest thing right now. Got a few guys limping around. You know, now they seem to be back healthy today. Yesterday, I thought we might put one of them down out there in the pasture like a horse.
No.
But today, he running around just fine. He's good to go. So hopefully we'll be good and healthy and ready to go by Friday night.
As it gets closer to playoff time, are the guys more concerned about injuries, or is it pretty much the same general awareness throughout the year?
I think it's throughout the year. Now, Adam just gets bombarded with people with injuries all the time, so he is always, he's meeting not just our kids, but every other sport too is in there. I think they love to just come hang out in his office and get treatment and do all those things.
But let's be honest, Adam is kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Adam, awesome. Yeah. Guys, agreed. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, they're eating. I have to get them to put the forks down for a little bit to get you to respond.
But, you know, I think the kids, we kind of keep an eye on it the whole time as we're going. You know, quick whistles, try to make sure nobody gets rolled up, things like that. So we'll see. But hopefully I think everybody's pretty healthy. Just got a few, you know, bumps and bruises here and there.
All right, so let's talk about the week so far in practice as we prepare for the Pinewood game. We spoke a little bit earlier today. Again, thank you. But let's talk about how the feeling in practice has been so far. Was today better than earlier in the week?
Yes, today was much better than earlier in the week, or much better than yesterday, let's just put it that way. So I think we had a pretty good day today. We still got to get some stuff cleaned up, but other than that, I think everybody kind of understands what we're trying to do and where we're going with it every day. So hopefully we can go out and execute, and we'll come out on the right end of this thing on Friday night.
All right. So since we are here at the big table tonight, a little shift around of the tables on the porch at V, that means that we've got a couple more people here at the broadcast table with us, including our coach Yernigan,
yeah,
the Yernigator. Want to ask him a question real quick, give him the opportunity to elicit his dulcet tones to the Bishop Media Sports Network. Talk to me a little bit about how much does the opponent play versus the skills of your offense when you are setting that first script to start the game?
I think it has everything to do with it. You know, it's where they line up, what their tendencies are. You know, I think we go where I look for, you know, strengths and weaknesses. When you start identifying strengths and weaknesses, then you can start identifying, all right, what are our strengths and weaknesses and where do they match up? We obviously want our strengths against their weaknesses and try to scheme it that way so that we can sometimes it has to do with personnel. Sometimes it has to do with the actual scheme and formation of the play.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're talking to offensive coordinator Bo the Yernigator Yernigan. I know that there's a lot of times throughout the year or throughout the years that I've seen, at least on special teams, us targeting weak spots in the armor. Is that something that you do on the offense as well?
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. That's part of that identifying the weaknesses. And every defense, but every offense as well, that every defense is going to have a weak spot. Sometimes it's disguised. Sometimes it's not. Adjustments are made, and then it becomes a chess game after that of where the adjustments are made. Can I predict the adjustment before it happens?
In general, don't get specific because I don't want to be accused of asking you questions that are going to tip the hand for Friday night. But talk to me about the Pinewood defense. What are their strengths? What are their weaknesses?
Without a doubt, they are. They fly around. They play hard. They're just good, hard-nosed football players. I mean, it's what you would expect out of Central Georgia. You know, guys that are they are going to be aggressive. Sometimes they're overly aggressive if you were going to look for a weakness. But size-wise, they might not match up to Tattnall Square size-wise, but the way that they move, the way they run the ball, the way that they do not give up, their motors don't quit, even in the fourth quarter. I would say that those are probably their biggest strengths.
I know we talked plenty about it with Coach Derek, but I just want to ask, again, looking at it from 30,000 feet looking down, this is a magical season, wrapping up a magical career for Jordan Tripler. Do you ever stop and look at, he's one of the most humble kids that I know. But do you ever stop and look at it and realize that, hey, I'm a part of something that is going to leave a mark on Georgia high school football history? I mean, he's number five. He's passed Justice Haynes. He's passed Nick Chubb, for crying out loud. Do you ever stop, or is that something that wait for the end of the season to step back and reflect?
I think that's going to be something after the season. Right now it's, I'm focused on, if it's Jordan getting the ball, which he does get the ball a lot, but if it's him getting the ball, it's because that's what the play dictated. That's what their defense dictated to us. He had a game this year where we needed to throw the ball, and we were within inches of him throwing for 250 yards in a game. So it's one of those things of where I think we can go back and look at it later, but it's we've got to. I want to maximize everything I can out of him and minimize the mistakes.
All right, we'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here on location at V Pizza on St. Simons. And this segment is brought to you by South Coast Bank and Trust and by Ashley Business Solutions. So this Friday night, Under the Oaks taking on the Pinewood Christian Academy Crusaders?
Patriots.
Yep, that's right. Sorry, mixed up my Christian Academies on that one.
There you go.
They're not the most hated rivals. I don't think there's a lot of hate in the rivalry with Pinewood. I think there's a lot of respect
between the two teams?
There is. I think when you look over the last 11 years, I think that we've played them. I think we've split pretty evenly. And a lot of respect for one another. Keith does a really good job over at Pinewood, and he respects what we do over here. You know, I think when we first started playing, you know, they didn't really think we would ever get to that level at the time. And then I think he was like, wow, they not only got to that level, they set a new level for a time period and then set the bar. And then they come back the last couple of years and was really good too when Mick was there. And now it's been kind of back and forth, you know, and a lot of respect on both sides, you know. And it's a good rivalry game. But, you know, hopefully we can pull off a win here Friday night.
Traditionally, they've been more of a running team than a passing team, obviously, with Watson and during his time as quarterback. You had a little bit more of the balance. But, again, traditionally more of a running team. But this year they're more of a balanced offense.
Yeah, they're very balanced. A lot of that's got to do with Banks, Booth, and then there's two big receivers he's got out there to throw it to. They're going to be real balanced. They use those guys to create an element that if you commit too many people to the box to stop the run, they're going to throw it down the field, and both guys can beat you. So you have to regard the run or the pass every single time they snap the ball, and you have to play it. Then you have to react to the run, which makes it kind of difficult. But you know, I think our scheme, we have a pretty good scheme. I say that, and it can probably unravel in the first 8 minutes of the game. But we went through it and looked at it, but we felt like we got a pretty good scheme on how to play it and what we've got going on defense. But we got some things being changed up, trying to mix up some looks. You know, you sit there and do the same thing over and over again, Banks is going to eat you up. And Keith does a really good job. I think he's back calling the offense. And they'll do a really good job of trying to be balanced and, again, trying to find our weaknesses, as we just talked about. They're going to do it. He does a really good job of that.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You mentioned a little while ago about how you're pretty heavy stacked on freshmen and sophomores. Getting them this playing time this early in the career, they're not doing too bad of a job, all things concerned. What kind of hope does that give you for the future of this team?
We're excited about it. You know, what we, again, I think we got 12 freshmen, 12 sophomores, you know, 4 juniors and 8 seniors. So we're underclassmen heavy with a lot of guys, and sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad, but our guys have, you know, they've had to do a lot of scout team stuff, and I think they've gotten better and better to get their older guys ready, and then some of them are having to produce on Friday night quite a bit. So I think for us there's optimism, but you know, at the same time we're very cautious when you look at it too. You know, on Friday night you always know that, hey, it's a young kid, he's going to get his eyes in the backfield and he's going to run the wrong way sometimes and do some things. So you know, we're excited about where we're going. Hopefully we can continue to get some more folks in to go with them and continue to build what we have and get better.
You always talk about how that you're not in the football business, you're in the kid business.
Yeah.
And so when you've got a younger team like you have right now, you're having to pour that leadership sauce on pretty heavy.
Yeah, I've tried to turn it over to the seniors to let them pour the sauce on, and some of them done a pretty good job. But, you know, at the same time, teammates got to hold teammates accountable. Like I said, on Friday night and on the Friday nights and Thursday night games, and you go play, me, Coach Eric, Coach K, Coach Gibson, we can't run out there and play for them. We're going to put them in spots to make plays, and they got to make plays. And the guys that they play beside have to hold everybody accountable. You know, and that not only does that go on for a Thursday night, Friday night game, that's every day of practice. That's every day in the weight room. That's those things. Like, that's just a daily thing. You know, somebody's counting on you. You know, and that's the thing. Even in life, somebody's counting on you. You know, we don't think about it a lot of times, but, you know, my wife's counting on me to come home and do things. And so somebody's always depending on you to do what you have to do and do it at the best of your ability.
Your dogs are also counting on you.
And my dogs are counting on me, you know, to be at the house. And even when, you know, when your kids move away, they count on you, you know. And it's just one of those things. I think with football, it just teaches those lessons. You know, that somebody, you're just a piece of the puzzle, you know, but do your job, be your piece, and do the best you can. Even if you're a role player, be the best role player you can be. And you know, sometimes people find you and you get promoted, you move up, you do all of these things. But at the same time, you know, I think for me, leading is trying to let the kids lead to an extent and put them in positions to lead, but also just do, I try to do it by example. I don't ask those kids to do anything that I wouldn't do. I don't, you know, I'm there early, I'm there late, I'm gonna work every day, you know, and I tell them this all the time, that success, it only comes before the word work in the dictionary. You have to go to work if you want to be successful. And if you want to be successful, there's going to be times that you're going to look at yourself and go, man, what am I doing? And I'm killing myself. And only thing you can do is go back to work. I think we've even said that some this week as coaches are like, man, you know, what have we done? What are we doing? And then we just go. And so we were looking literally earlier right before we left at hours of film that we watch, you know, and they're giving me a hard time. I think I watched 20 hours that early in the year at one point for a week, and I've already got like 6.5 or 7, but I'm watching it on both sides, and doing a lot of different things too, like, but I want our kids to understand when they walk away from it that they've been loved, and we worked hard, and we're giving them everything we got. And I know that at times we often wonder what's going on, but I know they're trying to give us everything they got too at the same time, and they're busting their butt, and they play hard, you know, hopefully that we can get it corrected this Friday and we can pull off a win. But win, lose, or draw, we got to go back to work again on Monday and get ready for the next one. And that's just life. That's the way it is. You're going to get a curveball thrown at you in life, and you better be able to handle it. You may strike out, but guess what? You're going to get another opportunity. So savor the moment, and when you get the next opportunity, make it count. And I think that's what we're trying to teach our kids, is you're going to get an opportunity. And go out there and savor it and go play.
You can't spell family without F-A.
That's true. That is true.
That is the one. All right, Frederick Academy Knights continue on their march to Mercer 2023 this Friday night. 7:30 kickoff under the Oaks on Frederick Academy campus, taking on the Pinewood Christian Academy Patriots. We will be back next Wednesday night for another episode of the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out to V Pizza on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Doak signing off. Coach, last words.
Go Knights.